From KMXT in Kodiak, this is the Alaska Fisheries Report. I'm Maggie Wall. Alaska's fishing industry was allocated $50 million in the CARES Funding Act, which is designed to help businesses suffering losses from the COVID-19 pandemic. We have a report on who is eligible and what comes next. An American Dynasty factory trawler based out of Seattle is back in port and in quarantine after 86 crew members tested positive for COVID-19. Seafood companies and fishing communities are working to prevent local residents from contracting COVID-19 from those heading into coastal areas to fish. All that coming up on this week's edition of the Alaska Fisheries Report right after this.
The Alaska Fisheries Report is brought to you in part by the Alaska Marine Safety Education Association, providing U.S. Coast Guard accepted hands-on safety training for all of Alaska's fishermen and their families. AMSEA at amsea.org or 907-747-3287.
Alaska's fishing industry was allocated $50 million in CARES Act funding in May to ease financial losses tied to the COVID-19 pandemic. Commercial and sports fishing businesses that incur more than 35% in losses will be eligible for aid. NOAA Fisheries and the Pacific Marine Fishery Commission will evaluate each entity's spending plan. According to NOAA, submissions and approvals will, quote, occur on a rolling basis, unquote. Additional money could be on the way for the fishing industry. Alaska's senior congressional member, Senator Lisa Murkowski, says she is working to add more fisheries funding in the next round of pandemic relief legislation.
As we think about the impact to our fisheries, $50 million is not going to be sufficient to address the need. I have been working with colleagues and to urge us in this next round of relief to include $1 billion in fishery assistance funds.
Murkowski also wants to change language in the second rollout of funding to help individual fishermen access the Paycheck Protection Program. She says the original PPP did not accommodate fishing wages and crew payroll expenses.
The PPP really didn't account for the fact that so many of our businesses in Alaska are seasonal. And, you know, when you think about the fisheries out there in Bristol Bay, that's certainly a seasonal business. It's the very definition of it. And so we've been successful in changing that the definition, but now we're working with Treasury to allow for when those funds need to be paid out.
The House of Representatives passed the $3 trillion HEROES Act earlier in May. The bill now moves on to the Senate. Murkowski hopes they can negotiate and address some of the shortcomings from the CARES Act.
We moved this legislation through very, very quickly in a matter of a couple weeks and you know, a couple trillion dollars in spending. It is not unusual that we didn't get the legislation right the first time. It's been frustrating, I know, for many, but we remain pretty vigilant in trying to address the areas where we did not meet the mark, where we underestimated or we built it wrong.
Alaska and Washington both received most of the $300 million that was made available nationwide for the fishing industry.
Support for the Alaska Fisheries Report comes from the Alaska Seafood Marketing Institute, working to raise the value of our seafood harvest for the benefit of all Alaskans, on the web at alaskaseafood.org. The Alaska Fisheries Report is brought to you in part by Alaska Boats and Permits, marine broker for vessels, permits, and IFQs, 1-800-992-4960, or online at alaskaboat.com.
Some news from Seattle this week got the attention of Alaska's fishing industry. A factory trawler from a company that also operates in the Bering Sea had arrived back in port with 86 crew members with COVID-19. The American Dynasty is a 272-foot trawler whose home port is Seattle. It was fishing for a cod-like fish called hake off Washington's coast, according to the Seattle Times. Company spokesperson Suzanne Lagoni says the company previously reported one crew member who tested positive and was admitted to the hospital on Friday, the 29th. As a result, American Seafoods decided to test the entire crew. Last weekend, an additional 85 crew members were confirmed to have COVID-19. None of the crew that tested positive last Saturday initially appeared to have symptoms. The factory trawler has returned to the port of Seattle, where all crew members are being quarantined and monitored by medical personnel, according to Lagoni. She said American Seafoods put in place preparedness procedures in the event of a virus outbreak. Those plans are being executed right now. The company is based in Seattle and runs six vessels that fish for pollock, hake, and sole in both the North Pacific Ocean and the Bering Sea. The American Dynasty is a trawler with an onboard factory to process, package, and freeze fish while at sea. It was last in Dutch Harbor on March 31st and is set to return for pollock season. According to Lagoni, all crew members were screened and tested for COVID-19 antibodies and viral infection before they boarded the vessel. Only those who tested negative for the virus were cleared to board. However, the company says its quarantine requirements were for 5 days, which is far less than the 2 weeks that it can take for people infected with COVID-19 to show symptoms, according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. American Seafood says it is cooperating with the Coast Guard, the CDC, and the Port of Seattle, among others, to conduct a complete investigation. Seafood companies and fishing communities in Alaska have been working to prevent just this type of disaster. And as Nat Hirsch with Alaska Public Media reports, they're cautiously optimistic as the season kicks off.
In a normal fishing season, Dan Martin would fly straight from the Pacific Northwest to the Aleutian Islands, where his pollock trawler, the Commodore, would be waiting for him to take the wheel. But this year, Martin is stepping on board in Seattle, where he, four crew, and two federal fisheries observers are taking a COVID-19 test, hoisting a quarantine flag, and then squeezing onto the vessel for a week-long voyage across the Gulf of Alaska.
We might have to eat and shift because I don't know that you could actually fit that many people at our galley table.
Martin and his crew are headed to Alaska's biggest fishing port, Dutch Harbor. There's no hospital anywhere in the Aleutians, and he says their biggest fear is bringing the virus in with them. In port, they'll sit on the boat for another week to finish out their two-week quarantine. Then during their months-long season, the only time they'll get off the boat is to recreate with other crew. No trips to the town swimming pool or dinners at the Norwegian Rat Saloon. Martin says he's girding himself for a long summer on the boat's tight quarters.
I mean, if you have the guy who squeezes the toothpaste in the middle versus, you know, somebody rolls it up from the bottom, that might be the thing that tips somebody over come the end of August and you've been, you know, just shut in with these people for 3 months. Oh, yeah.
Alaska's seafood industry sprawls across dozens of communities and thousands of miles of coastline. But one common theme is that this summer's fishing season is going to be unlike any other. A Christian relief organization is flying a 30-bed field hospital into Bristol Bay, the center of Alaska's sockeye fishery. Fishermen will have to submit to testing before they can access certain communities, and slimline workers will be on lockdown at processing plants, where companies are supplying setups for ping pong, pool, and karaoke to keep people from going stir crazy. Dan O'Hara is mayor of the Bristol Bay Borough.
NACNIC has 10 major crossers with 12,000 people, and we're going to be on our toes.
The borough includes the fish processing hub of NACNIC and has around 1,000 permanent residents. Usually, O'Hara says,
you'll have 200 people walking down the streets at NACNIC, creating to the bars and back. That's not happening this year. Everybody's quarantined in. You're going to stay there. Our police is going to be on you.
After months of intense planning and preparation for fishing boats and processing workers to arrive, state officials and community leaders in several coastal Alaska towns say they're guardedly optimistic about the upcoming season. Even as the state has relaxed health mandates for the general public, it's kept them in place for the fishing industry. Companies have been testing workers for the disease both before they fly to Alaska and after they arrive here. Brian Fisher is the state's incident commander, and he says one company has caught more than 10 workers with COVID-19 before they've flown to Alaska.
Each of those cases that were discovered, whether it was out of state or in state, is proof that the system we put in place is working to make sure that we're not spreading the virus in a processing plant or on a fishing boat or more particularly in the communities where the fisheries are happening.
Fisher says the state's goal is to keep COVID-19 from spreading from industry settings into the surrounding community. And so far, it appears to be succeeding, even as workers have tested positive for the disease in some isolated coastal towns. In Unalaska, the destination for Martin's pollock trawler, there have been no cases yet. But after a lot of hard work, the local clinic is ready for them, says Chief Executive Melanie Tura. It secured testing machines and helped set up a quarantine site, which can be used by sick people who want to avoid infecting family members or coworkers.
I feel calm. I feel prepared. We have put a lot of work into this plan. Our solid processes and our good relationships between industry, with the Coast Guard, with our medevac planes, with the city, I think that we're going to do very well.
Not every community is satisfied, though. A spokeswoman for Dillingham, one of Bristol-based hub towns, says some people in the community are eager, but many are apprehensive. As fishermen start arriving there, it's still waiting for the state to provide security guards to enforce quarantine mandates. Health Commissioner Adam Crum says the contract is being finalized, though he is not providing details. In Anchorage, I'm Nat Herz.
Support for the Alaska Fisheries Report is provided by the Stosh and Claudia Anderson Fund, supporting conservation and harvesting of Alaska's wild, sustainable fisheries.
That's it for this week's edition of the Alaska Fisheries Report. We had help from Tyler Thompson at KDLG in Dillingham, Hope McKinney with KUCB in Unalaska, and Nat Herz with Alaska's Energy Desk in Anchorage. A big thank you to you, all our listeners, and to the Alaska radio stations that air this program. From KMXT in Kodiak, I'm Maggie Wall.